Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this January weekend. You know, we're getting halfway through January, give or take, and maybe we'll get into February, and then we can start thinking about spring. I know when we get into February, I start thinking maybe the weather's going to turn. Now, it doesn't always turn for the better in February, but it's a time of the year where we're halfway through winter, I guess, for sure. I do appreciate you joining us each week. As you know, we interview folks who live or work in our community. They have an interest of one thing or another. They have an interesting job or a hobby. Maybe they're the head of a not-for-profit organization, or they volunteer in one of the many nonprofit organizations that we have in our community that provide services and benefits to our people generally. And we have two people that have long been involved in our community, Karen Richards and Michael Hancock, who are in to talk about their life in our community in general. And primarily here we're going to talk about Boone County cemeteries. I hope I'm not in one anytime soon, but they're of interest to me, not just the big cemetery at Oak Hill, but there's more than 30, that, from what I understand, cemeteries throughout our county. Some are old, some are quite small, some are not in all that good condition. All of them are supposedly maintained by the county or township government with some oversight by the Department of Natural Resources. But we're going to talk about how these old cemeteries function, and the story kind of became of interest to me when I read an article in the Lebanon Reporter a month or so ago, where they interviewed Mike, and he had gotten involved in identifying an old cemetery known as the McCord Cemetery that kind of had gotten abandoned or was in difficult way, and I thought it would be a good topic. Normally, I don't try to steal the reporter's thunder and have somebody in who's been in the paper, but I thought this would be a good topic to for our listeners to think about, because the cemeteries play a big role in the history of our community. So Karen and Mike, thanks for being our guests this week, and we're going to start with Karen and talk about her and her family and her background in historical things in Boone County. So welcome to What's Up Boone County, Karen.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners who your parents were.
My parents were Marjorie and E.J. Coleman.
And they were around here for a long time, were they not?
Yes. My grandparents were the Busbys and Kerseys.
Those are two names that people will remember. Busby, there's a street by that name. Is that them?
Yep.
And Kersey, I don't know I know the Kersey name, but I don't know about
a
street.
There's a street by that name.
Is there really?
Yes.
Well, you know, we got them everywhere.
That's right.
So during your working life, where did you work? Did you have a normal job that you kept on a daily basis?
Well, it's kind of abnormal, but I taught school, and I taught in Frankfort for several years in Clinton Prairie, and then I also taught here at Lebanon for the last 15 years.
What did you teach? I should know.
Speech and language pathologist.
Okay, I'd forgotten. So you've been involved in historical things here in our community for a long time, haven't you?
Yes.
Were you on, or are you still on the Boone County Historical Society?
I was at one time.
Okay, the Historical Society Board, and we can talk a little bit about that and what they do. But you've been very active at Oak Hill Cemetery, I know, for a long time.
I'm on the board there.
Okay, and that's a not-for-profit entity that just runs and manages and cares for that one cemetery, which is probably the biggest cemetery we have in Boone County, would you suppose?
It might be. Old Union might be running close.
Is that right? Is that right?
It's a pretty good size over there. But we're run a little different, I think, than Old Union, because it's probably part of the church, too. I don't know how all that
Well,
works.
It could be. Yeah, a lot of churches, I suppose, have cemeteries. You know, I didn't realize St. Joe Church, they have a kind of a cemetery that's part of the Oak Hill Cemetery.
Well, it's separate.
Is it separate? Is it really?
It's there with Oak Hill.
It's right in, it's kind of surrounded by Oak Hill in some respects.
It used to be out where the fairgrounds is and the interstate.
Yeah.
But when they were putting some 52, I think, originally, the old one, they had to move that cemetery, and they tucked it in there with Oak Hill.
So they moved the cemetery by relocating the caskets and the bodies and everything, huh? That's
right.
I'm sure there's a legal process that has to be followed for that. It doesn't there.
Right. There's one little girl that's still out there somewhere because they couldn't find a family to
give a permission?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. I suppose there does have to be. I don't know that I would think there would have to be consent, but I suppose it would be the right thing to do.
Anytime there's a disinterment or anything like that, there has to be consent.
Well, see, I've already learned something today that I didn't know. We'll pass the microphone over to Mike. Let's talk to Mike a little bit about his background in Boone County. And why don't you pull that thing up there on your paper so you can talk into the mic, Mike. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
My parents are John and Susan Hancock, Whitestown. My grandparents, my dad's side is the Loftner family that came up here from Tennessee in about 1849 to settle in this area.
Well, that's a lot. That's almost 200 years ago.
It's been quite a while, so, yeah, some deep roots there. My mother was a Belcher, centered over in Perry Township.
Well, I know the Belcher name.
The Belchers, yep.
Well, because of your connection in the past and your family's history, you've been active in historical society matters and historical events in our community in a variety of fashions, haven't you, over the years?
I've tried.
Well, I know you were on the board of the Humane Society for a while. Are you still on the board?
No. After 9 years on the Humane Society, I stepped down to pursue other avenues.
I'm not active in the Humane Society, although I do donate money to them, and I serve as their lawyer when they need a lawyer. They don't usually need a lawyer, which is a good thing for them and me, I suppose. But I do help them when they have legal problems, and that's just, you know, I'm one of those people that loves dogs. I'm too busy to have a dog because I travel too much, and it's hard to manage a dog when you're gone a lot, as we know. But my family always had pet dogs, and I would like to have another one, but I know it's probably not going to happen at my age. Well, tell me about your wife and your children, Mike.
My wife is Cheryl, and she's actually sitting here in the room with us today.
She's listening, checking up on you.
She's
wanted to make sure you
I don't say anything wrong.
Yeah,
she's,
I got it.
Memory's not as good as it used to be, so she keeps me straight, and I appreciate her for everything she does. We've got two children, Kyle and Erica.
And are they out of the house now? Or
they are out of the house, yes, and they have children of their own. Kyle has a little girl, and my daughter Erica has two daughters and a son.
So do they live around here?
Four grandkids. Erica lives in Whitestown, a couple minutes away from us, and my son Kyle lives over in Danville.
So you've lived in the Whitestown area for a long time, correct?
Yep, my whole life.
Were you ever on the town board of Whitestown County Council?
I was not on town council.
Okay. But you've been on the board of the Humane Society, and you are on the board still of the Historical Society, Boone County Historical Society.
Yep, I'm currently elected to the Work Township Advisory Board.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Historical Society. What does it do over the years? What's kind of been the mission of the Historical Society?
Protect and preserve the history and heritage of Boone County.
And there is a lot of that, for sure.
There's quite a bit.
And the Cragen House, which is just down the street from our office, has just been kind of the central place for keeping a lot of that history alive, hasn't it?
It has.
And I know the Cragen's family donated that land, that house years and years ago, and it's been part of that organization. And I had Jane Hammock, who's very active with the Historical Society, not too long ago to talk about Lincoln's Lebanon, which goes on in the fall. That's kind of a popular event, isn't it?
That's a pretty big event for us, yes.
Let's talk about your, and before we do that, I want to tell our listeners it's January weekend, and we're talking with Karen Richards and Mike Hancock, who are both actively involved in historical things in general, but we're going to talk today about local cemeteries in Boone County. Mike, how did you get interested in the cemetery issues here in our community?
It wasn't necessarily just the cemetery, it's history in general. Prior to serving or coming to the Boone County Historical Society Board, I was the vice president of the Whitestown Historic Preservation Commission.
Okay, does it still exist?
It, on paper it does, but there hasn't been a meeting or anything since 2020. So
they're not real active at the moment.
No.
Now, they may fire up and get going here at some point. You never know. I don't know. We'll see.
Probably not.
Okay, well, that's up to them. They can make their own decisions as far as I'm concerned. So you've been involved in supporting historical preservation and recording the history of our community. And I this kind of interview is a product of a story I read in the paper about the McCord Cemetery.
Yeah.
That you had become interested in. Tell our listeners about what you learned and kind of how you got involved in the McCord Cemetery.
The McCord thing, I knew McCord Cemetery was back there as sort of, you know, it's hidden in the woods on the opposite side of a farmer's field.
And where is it? And can you describe roughly where it is?
Roughly it is southeast of the original part of Whitestown. The closest intersection is 400 south and 700 east.
Okay. So it's between Whitestown and Zionsville. I suppose.
It's a lot, yeah, it's a quarter of a mile or less so than from
Whitestown.
From the original part of Whitestown.
And how big of a cemetery is it? Do you know?
We had it surveyed, and I've got all the paperwork at home. It's just under 1 acre.
So it's a small, relatively small cemetery, although there are some that are even smaller than that, I know.
Yes.
About how many people are buried there, do you know?
There are 43.
43. And how did those people find their way to that cemetery? Do you know? Was it just a popular one back in the day?
It was probably the only one back in the day. This cemetery, the first known burial was in 1841, and the last burial was in 1888. It was originally part of the John McCord land, and his neighbor, Mr. Hall, apparently created this small cemetery that probably started off as a family cemetery. Some of the names in here are Halls and McCords.
Okay. And over time, other people who lived in and around the area or were friends or maybe married and their names changed, but they were maybe distant relatives, they wanted to be buried there, and the family would make arrangements for that to happen. And how do you find these names? How do you know what information you found? Where is this information retained?
As we were researching, trying to find out who was buried there, there was actually three different sources of information. Findagrave.com had a list of burials. There was a visual survey done by the town historian of Whitestown, Janice West, back in 1971. And then there was another survey done in 1988 that was used to compile the Boone County Cemeteries book.
So the county cemetery book is something that would be considered an official record of our county. Is it kept in some office that you know of, like in the clerk's office or the library or where?
I would assume the library has it. I know the Historical Society has them available, and we actually have those for sale on our website that can be bought.
Okay. So my parents are buried in Boone County because that's where they lived most of their adult life since we moved here about 1960. So their names would be in these books. Wouldn't have a record that they're buried at Oak Hill Cemetery, presumably, correct?
That should be in there.
Should be in there. But you go back 150 years, and then it starts to get a little iffy on how accurate the information is.
Right.
Tell me how the cemeteries, you know, we have roughly 30-plus cemeteries in our community, at least identified, legally established cemeteries. Do you know how they were established originally? Was there a process, or has it varied over time?
I don't know. I would assume that families just started cemeteries on their own plots of land and allowed friends, family, neighbors to be buried on those plots. I don't know what the process would have been 150 years ago to register something like that.
If I owned land and I wanted to establish a cemetery there, do you know what the procedure is or the process for getting that approved? Is it a legitimate cemetery as opposed to just kind of a half-assed cemetery?
I wish I did. I posed that question to Indiana DNR a couple months ago because some of our family members have expressed a desire to have their ashes spread in our woods on our family farm. And actually, my mother and my uncle are already spread on that property. So I was wondering.
Now, if you spread ashes on somebody's land, does that make it a cemetery per se? Do you know?
And that's what I don't know. If there's a way to legally define spreading the ashes as a cemetery so that it's protected in the future after I'm gone and, you know, somebody else comes along, is there a way to protect my mother's remains on that spot?
I always wondered about that because I had one of my closest friends was a fellow named Jack McCutcheon who lived here in Lebanon for many years, and his family owned the lumber yard. He was a Metzger. He wanted me to spread his ashes at a golf course in New Jersey, which is where he and I would go play golf there. And so I took his ashes out there. His family gave me his ashes, and I took them to this golf club. And I spread them as he wanted me to do. But I didn't tell the people at the golf club I was doing this. I don't know if I violated New Jersey law. Nobody found out. No one arrested me. I've never told really anybody there that that is the case. What do you know about that, Karen?
Well, I know that there are several people floating around over at Yulin.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, people, you know.
My uncle's one of them.
Now, which uncle are we talking about?
His name was Bob Swope.
All right. Well, you know, people have a connection, whether it be to the 4-H or the ocean or the lake or the cabin in the woods or the family farm or the golf course or wherever. You know, they want their ashes to be there. It's as good a place as any. And, you know, and I have no idea what the regulations are on that sort of thing.
I know in our cemetery at Oak Hill, you can't spread ashes.
You're not supposed to do that?
No, and there are several reasons. First of all, you own just a small plot of land.
Yeah.
And if the ashes go into somebody else's land on the small plot that's next door to
you. It's called trespassing?
Kind of, yes. Also, when our mowers are coming through there, they end up with ashes all over them, and that's not very sanitary for our mowers.
Well,
and the guys that are working. So
yeah, I get it.
Basically, you can take the sod back, put the ashes under the sod, put the sod back on, and that's
how you're supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, continue your conversation about the McCord Cemetery and what you found out about it.
So, what brought all this about was I knew the cemetery was back there. Cheryl and I, and even my kids, had visited it several times since 2000 up through 2016. But in 2016, the town of Whitestown passed an ordinance that established a PUD, a planned urban development, for the land that the cemetery was a part of, which caused me concern. I wasn't even sure that the town planning department knew that there was a cemetery there, so I made inquiry. They seemed to acknowledge that they knew it was there, but didn't really know it was there. So I was concerned about the fact that the cemetery was now in a PUD area, and a developer, if they didn't know it was there, could just bulldoze right through this thing. And
they might do it innocently,
right,
or
right.
They might do it intentionally and
right.
Hope nobody ever caught them. Either way.
And that could be the case, too.
Yeah. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Karen Richards and Mike Hancock. We're a little over our allotted time, but it doesn't matter. I'm just supposed to make time for a commercial or two in the middle of this thing. So we'll be back after a moment to continue our conversation about Boone County cemeteries. We're back with What's Up Boone County this January weekend, talking with Mike Hancock and Karen Richards about Boone County Cemetery. So when you made this inquiry about McCord Cemetery, and do you think that cemetery can be protected, Mike? Is that your goal?
That's the goal, was to protect it. As soon as I found out that this development was going to be coming, we started looking into the paperwork to find out if there was a deed. I know the Indiana DNR has rules where you can't build or do anything within 100 feet of a cemetery, but
okay.
You have to define the boundaries of that cemetery before that 100 feet would apply.
Yeah.
Cheryl and I went to the courthouse, and we dug through old records, and we couldn't find anything where this had ever been deeded to a township or to the township trustee. We did run into the possibility that the big fire in 1856 on the square, where a lot of the records were lost, if there was something filed that it would have been lost, they asked those people at the time to come and refile those things. Perhaps it's never got refiled. We don't know. But as of the time that we were looking into this in 2016, there was no boundaries, no deed or anything for the cemetery. It had just melted back into a part of the rest of the land that surrounded it.
Well, and we've got other cemeteries, in some big, some small. Most of them are small. Is there funding for some of the maintenance, the yard mowing, and that sort of thing that the township trustees are supposed to kind of dole out periodically?
Indiana code dictates that township trustees are responsible for the cemeteries in their area.
Okay, so they get money, and then they're supposed to use some of that for the care and upkeep of the cemeteries.
Right.
So let's slide the machine over to Karen here, and let's talk a little bit about Oak Hill Cemetery. You probably don't get any tax dollars for Oak Hill, do you?
Oh, no, we don't get anything.
Well, you get your money from the people who are buried there and the people who want to be buried there,
right.
Correct?
That's the only way that we get.
So if a person wants to be buried there or entombed there, if they're cremated, mm-hmm. then they have to come in and buy a plot or buy a crypt or whatever they're called.
A columbarium or something.
Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. And they pay that, and then that money helps pay for the crew to take care of the place. And then when you're buried there, you've got some fees you have to pay for the digging of the grave and that sort of thing.
But so, then you never have to pay another dime the rest of eternity.
Is that right? That's how that works? How many people are at Oak Hill, do you know, roughly?
Well, there's probably about 17,000.
17,000, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
And you have enough land? Is it going to continue to grow?
Yes.
I mean, you've got room for plenty more?
There's more land. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's pieces behind us. We own the woods behind us.
Do you have the power of eminent domain? Could you acquire more land if you had to through condemnation?
No.
You're not that kind of an entity. You don't have that legal authority. You'd have to buy the property or have somebody donate.
We have a field that's not attached to the rest of the cemetery. The field that's right next to us doesn't belong to us, but the field that's over by where the Baptist church would be belongs
further to the east.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Which is not ideal because we have a sexton on property at all times.
You have a what?
A sexton, a gentleman that takes care of the cemetery. He runs the cemetery as far as does burials, takes care
so
of
does he live in that house that's there on the
house.
Property?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know who lived in that house.
Right.
So you have a board of directors that kind of are trustees that kind of...
That are oversee the cemetery.
Who's on that board?
Dan Lamar, Tom Witsit, Tony Robbins, Cloyce Hedge.
Yeah.
Myself. There's one more.
Can't think of it. Well, I should have given you
a
warning.
Well, he's the president. I should know him.
Well, I'm sure you do know him, but you just the name has escaped you at the moment. Well, you know.
And we have a secretary.
Secretary that kind of keeps track of the records and sends out the bills and all that stuff.
Well, and when you come in, if you own plots there or you want to purchase plots or you're setting up a funeral for there, you come in and talk to her.
Sure. We have some people that are well known that are buried out there at Oak Hill, aren't there?
Well, yes. There's Sam Ralston.
He was former governor of the state of Indiana.
Exactly. Luther Rice, he built the first Ferris wheel that was ever built in this country, ever.
Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was a friend of George Ferris, and he did the Ferris wheel. That's
George Ferris, the car repair shop, or
no.
A different George Ferris?
A very old one.
Well, I was going to wonder. I didn't know how.
He had wheels running around in his head. That's what they always said about it.
Yeah. And I know you took down the old Powell Cemetery. You had to, just a maintenance. Powell Chapel. That's what it was, not cemetery, but Powell Chapel.
Yes, and that was sad. And we tried. We had tours for several years to try to raise money for that, but, you know.
Well, I used to go to church there. When I was a boy, I was an acolyte in the Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have church there. And I remember being up there, part of the ceremony. It's been a while since I thought about what exactly I did, light the candles and do all that sort of stuff. But so we were in there. I spent a lot of hours in that church over the years. It was a nice old building. You got the foundation still there. You're going to try to get that up out of there?
They are now.
They were
hoping to save it, but one of the engineers from Purdue felt like it was probably not sturdy enough to do what they want. They wanted to put columbariums on it, and they felt that would be too heavy on it.
Okay.
And part of it is a basement. Part of it isn't. It's a crawl space.
Oh, is that right?
And so they felt like it wasn't sturdy enough, probably.
Well, you know, people do have an interest in cemeteries. We have to have them. We want to have them. And it's important that they be. It is a history book. It's important they be preserved and cared for. We don't want a cemetery with a bunch of weeds growing up, and cemetery headstones knocked over, and these vandals that periodically disrupt these cemeteries. I don't know what I don't know what's wrong with these people. You know, you want to go knock over a tin can or a trash can. That's one thing, but why knock over a cemetery? Doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. It is a problem.
And, of course, you don't have the money to have security out there, I mean, all the time. I mean, it costs money to take care of it and light it up and have security there. I don't know what other cemeteries do. You go to Indianapolis, and they got that big cemetery there. It's not Oak Hill. Was it Crown Hill?
Crown Yes.
That's even bigger, obviously.
Yes. They've got a big foundation with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have money that generates income that helps take care of that cemetery. Mm-hmm. So the if people are interested in this, they need to get involved in the Historical Society, don't they? Because the Historical Society keeps track of stuff like this. The library, maybe it's the library board they should be on, but the history of the county is important, I would think, to people, whether they lived here now or whether they used to be part of the community at one time. And there's records about all these people, aren't there?
Well, and these people are important. They lived, and they had lives, and they had important things that they did.
That's right.
You know, even if they were just Teamsters or farmers or something, they were important.
That's right. Well, Karen and Richards and Mike Hancock have been our guests this week, and I appreciate them coming in and talking about their interest in historical preservation and their interest in the cemeteries of our community. The information is available in the Lebanon Public Library. You want to find your relatives, find out where they're buried, names and years and so forth. It's all in there. If you want to learn about the history of the other cemeteries in our county and get involved in making sure they're preserved and protected, it would be a good public service. But I appreciate Karen and Mike coming in this week. I do not know who our guest will be next week on What's Up Boone County, but we will have another person in to talk about the goings-on in our community. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.